We are now being joined on the line by Braintree Mayor Charles Kokoros. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So what is the latest in terms of COVID-19 numbers in your town?
We have a cumulative total of 4,306 right now. We did have a little bit of a bump in the last week or so, mainly because of the affiliation with a business in Weymouth that, you know, had a number of cases. So, you know, we picked up, you know, 30 to 40 cases from that particular venue. But as far as our vaccinations, we, you know, made a lot of progress with that, and we're probably somewhere in the 1,500 range as far as at least first doses, and working to get all our second doses done. So, you know, we continue to battle. Our numbers have definitely gone down in general as far as new cases. And on the 5th of April, we will have all of our students back to school to normal schedule, full day, all day. We had the high school go back to school on the 15th, which, you know, I was a little disappointed that the Patriot Ledger wasn't there taking pictures, because it was a historic event. But as far as the schools go, you know, we will have everybody back in school April 5th, and that will be full-time, not hybrid model. There are some students that will remain remote, but we have that set to go on the 5th.
Now, speaking of schools, what's the current situation with the budget right now for the schools?
They're working through the numbers. Obviously, coronavirus has really impacted the town of Braintree. And unfortunately, for some reason, we only received $3.69 million, while our neighbor received $18 million. And, you know, the governor went about giving more money to some other communities, a neighboring town, Randolph. I mean, congratulations to Weymouth and Randolph. But Braintree, you know, really is in a tough spot with only $3.6 million. You know, we have the biggest regional mall around that was closed. We had huge impacts from coronavirus. We are, you know, reliant on a lot of our local meals and room tax, et cetera. And there's a number of things that have caused, you know, enormous impacts from economic impacts on our budget. So at this point, you know, we were looking at up to 10% cuts, and the school department has put together a budget that essentially is cutting about $3.6 million, and then there's about $1.4 that they can have supplement with one-time funding. So there's about a $5 million cut. But remember, the budget itself, you know, is put together with all of the impacts of growth that happen as far as, you know, increases in cost of living increase, et cetera. So the budget last year was approximately $73 million. This year it was about $77 million, and it'll bring us down a little, about $1.3 million or so from last year's budget, if approved.
So now I also wanted to ask you about any plan for more vaccination centers in Braintree, or what's kind of the status with that now?
To be honest with you, I mean, I think that, you know, we have, you know, been told that we're not getting any more. We've utilized Brewster Ambulance to do whatever we can, but they really haven't received the amount of doses that would be necessary to hold more clinics here. You know, for me, it's really disappointing. It was, you know, the clinics that we had here were probably the best clinics of any health department in the state of Massachusetts, bar none. I came to each and every one as we did the first and second doses, and, you know, the amount of effort that went into it and the success of our clinics was really the best. And it's just really disappointing that, you know, we weren't allowed to continue. Some other communities were, but, you know, I'm just going to keep fighting for Braintree, you know, and, you know, this is my job, and this is my town, and I love it. And unfortunately, you know, we have been dealt, you know, the short stick on the funding. And, you know, because of that, we have to make some significant cuts. So,
all right, Mr. Mayor. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. All right, take care. Bye-bye.